Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's Monday, October 21st, and this week I want to talk about South Africa's intention to expand agricultural exports within the BRICS region. The reason I'm picking this theme is because this past week, the Business Council of the BRICS countries met in Moscow, Russia, for their annual conference. And later this month, the political leaders of all of the BRICS nations will meet in Kazan in Russia for their annual summit. Of course, some of the themes that were discussed by the Business Council will make a way to the agenda for their politicians later this month. And agribusiness and agriculture is one of those themes that is super important within BRICS, in part because when you look at the BRICS countries, there are agricultural powerhouses there. Think about Brazil, its role in global oilseeds and grains. Even Russia itself, India in global rice, South Africa also in global agriculture. So there's many of the important players that are in the room grouping. But the BRICS countries are also the major importers of agricultural products. If you think about the original BRICS countries, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, before the addition of the other members in the Johannesburg conference, those countries were already an important and a significant market when you're thinking about global agriculture. The volume or value of agricultural imports in that group in 2023 was around about $300 billion. And of course, China, a big part of that, because roughly $200 billion is China, but all of the other markets becoming important. So now, the group having been expanded, when you think of it, it is quite clear that almost half of global agricultural trade is in the expanded BRICS grouping. So for South Africa, as an export-led agricultural sector, we're looking into this and we are thinking there are opportunities there. And this theme of agricultural trade was fairly discussed in a discussion. And I say this as someone who chairs the Agribusiness Working Group in South Africa. And we have been quite vocal in making sure that we persuade our colleagues from other BRICS business communities to be able to look into this agricultural trade matter quite closely. And I can say that countries like China, India, Brazil, they feel as enthusiastic about deepening trade as we do as South Africa. And this is one of the themes that the business leaders are really pushed in Russia this past week. Now, from a South Africa perspective, we already export about half of what we produce in value terms. I've made the point repeatedly that in 2023, our agricultural exports were valued at about $13.2 billion. And we are the 32nd largest agricultural exporter in the world, the only African country in the top 40 global agricultural exporters. But the South African story doesn't end there, because if you begin to ask the question to say, where is South Africa exporting much of this agricultural produce to? You quickly realize that about 40% is in the African continent, the EU about 19%, another significant region is both the Middle East and Asia, which make up about 24%. But when you're looking purely in the BRICS, particularly the original BRICS countries, that's Brazil, Russia, India, and China, you will notice that South Africa's agricultural exports there, in terms of a share in our overall $13.2 billion, BRICS was only about 8% of that. Now, 8% may look as a decent number. It is indeed a decent number. But if you compare with what goes on with other regions, you realize we do far more bigger agricultural trade with other regions. And in fact, the United Kingdom as a single market accounts for about 7% of our agricultural exports. So BRICS is almost equal to the UK. But the interesting thing about BRICS, which is why also the likes of China, Brazil, were very enthusiastic about deepening agricultural trade is that while we now account for roughly half of global agriculture as the expanded BRICS community, the intra-BRICS trade in agriculture is fairly low. There are two things that are a major challenge. One is higher import tariff for a range of products. The import tariffs that each country places are fairly high, and they are prohibitive to trade. The second stuff is the phytosanitary barriers. These are the non-tariff barriers where people either have a problem with how the product is processed, how the product is grown, how the product is packaged, and how the product is produced, all of those phytosanitary barriers. So in the discussions then about the need to deepen agricultural trade with BRICS, those are things that we need to look at to say, how do we deal with lowering import tariffs? And how do we begin to address the phytosanitary barriers? All of this in the interest of ensuring that we actually see deeper agricultural trade as the BRICS community. And I think this is important not only in the case of South Africa, but as we see the geopolitical tensions and many things changing before our eyes in the world. And I think the BRICS countries, especially from the South Africa side, we have to make sure that our exports are well diversified. And the BRICS is another region for these exports. And I think one must be super clear that the enthusiasm about expanding agricultural exports to BRICS does not by any means say we should now not pay attention to the EU, we should not pay attention to the UK, we should not pay attention to the US and the others. Quite the opposite. We have to intensify the engagement with all of those markets while at the same time making sure that even in BRICS, we have the same focus, that economic diplomacy, and making sure then that we have a deeper integration. And I think this is in the BRICS interest also to ensure that the grouping moves beyond just being a political grouping, which it is, and actually have an economic ambition. And perhaps maybe it's important to also highlight that there is no trade agreement in the BRICS. Right now, we are a political grouping that is sitting there, which is why when people then ask to say, but what are we getting from BRICS? Why don't we see the exports? Why are tariffs up higher? It's because we don't have a trade agreement with the BRICS. So we have to figure out then of saying, what should we do to ensure that we enhance that? Because countries like China are super important. Countries like India are super important, both in their buying power and the population. And of course, the new additions like Saudi Arabia, some of the markets that are very important. And I think South Africa, in addition to the BRICS and in maintaining their existing markets, there are other countries outside of that that to us must be a focus. Think about South Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Taiwan, Mexico, the Philippines, and Bangladesh. Those are some of the markets that I think we have a potential as South Africa to expand our agricultural exports to those markets. The reason for that is simple, because as a country, we still have underutilized land that we plan to till in our progress of closing the dualism, the two agricultures that exist in South Africa, and ensure that black farmers have a bigger share that also they play in the agricultural markets. And the only way to do that is not going to be a zero-sum game. There is land that in South Africa is currently underutilized, about 2.5 million hectares or so. If then that is put into full production, and then we begin to see an expansion in volume, there has to be markets to put those products on. But also in the areas that we currently farm as a country, productivity is improving and we are getting better yields in a range of products that we produce as a country. And we have to have export markets for those products. And I've made the point earlier to say already we are exporting about half of what we produce, which means then export markets are everything to us in terms of our growth agenda. And of course, there is a domestic part of that which must deal with the logistics of making sure that we address the logistical issues in South Africa, not only focusing on maintenance in the ports, but over time, expansion in the capacity is important. The issues of and making sure that the roads in South Africa are improved so that farmers are able to transport products quite efficiently. The railway line is another important theme that needs to be discussed. So there's a number of things that have to do with logistics domestically, but at the same time, trade outside. Now, who should be leading this discussion and what must be the policy proposition? In the past, or even still today, when people in agriculture talk, they talk to the Department of Agriculture about some of these things. Rightly so, because that's the line department. But I think this time around, the discussion has to involve the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition has to be part of this discussion, alongside the International Relations and Cooperation Department, that's DERCO. And the current minister there, Minister Ronald Lamola, has talked quite, just been vocal about economic diplomacy. And this is economic diplomacy that then Mr. Lamola should take in and ensure that in his engagement with some of the BRICS countries, the issue of deepening agricultural trade is on the table. Then the Trade and Industry Department, they are the ones then that have to work with the Department of Agriculture on phytosanitary matters to ensure that we get some bit of inroads in those markets. Now, let's be clear, these markets and the trade agreements is not something that could be quick. But I do think that there are certain things that can be put on the table by South Africa. First one being that should we formulate intergovernmental working groups that explore ways of reducing tariffs, even if it's on a bilateral ways with the countries, before we think about the broader BRICS preferential trade agreement, which may take some time. And also formulating some terms of reference that establishes this negotiation platform. And I think a BRICS plus PTA, preferential trade agreement, is something that for the medium term we should look at. And in the long run, we propose a more ambitious BRICS agricultural trade agreement. It's something that I think South Africa should champion and put on the table. But in the near term, I think even an intergovernmental working groups with certain countries that are of preference because of their size of their agricultural imports to us, perhaps maybe South Africa, guided by our department and our government, should really begin to embark on such discussions. Because quite clearly, when we're looking at the BRICS countries, we see them as a potential in expanding our agricultural exports. But again, I will close by underscoring the fact that us speaking about BRICS and myself championing BRICS in here is by no means of saying other markets are not important. The African continent remains an anchor of South Africa's agricultural exports. The EU is super important. The UK, the US, and many others are important regions that we should keep warm relations with them, while at the same time making sure that we expand in BRICS and the markets that are beyond BRICS, such as South Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Taiwan, Mexico, Philippines, and Bangladesh. Those are some of the markets that we should pay attention to, because we have an agricultural sector that is export-led. And this week, folks, I wanted to just reflect on those particular aspects. And my name is Wandile Sihlobo. I am an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. And you can read a bit about some of the things that we write in my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. And follow me on socials, Wandile Sihlobo, and follow the podcast on socials at Mkokeli Podcast. Thank you for listening.